Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted, the podcast for those who are done performing, done people pleasing, and done living life on autopilot. I'm your host, Letitia, the Survival Mode Disruptor, and this is where we create disruptive, unapologetic transformations for those who are ready to exit survival mode and reclaim their power. Every episode is your permission slip to burn the rule book, break the cycle, and finally build a life that feels like yours. So let's disrupt everything that's holding you back and start living life on your own terms. Welcome to Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your trigger warning. This podcast contains unfiltered conversations about trauma, abuse, and survival. Discretion is advised. This is not therapy or medical advice, just real people sharing real stories. So please take care of yourself and pause if you need to. If this conversation hits home, grab the book Survival Mode Exit Plan, your raw, unapologetic blueprint to break free. Available now by scanning the QR code or clicking the link in the comments. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. This is your host, Letitia, and today we have Ashley. Ashley, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm so excited to be here. And yeah, so for me, and there's so much I could say, but I'll go straight into my story to give it all. So I started becoming an entrepreneur about 8 years ago. And so my story when it comes to survival will be something maybe a bit different than you typically hear on this podcast. It's more, I really realized, and I'll share throughout, that I was in this survival mode. And that was what was dictating my entire life. And so I started a business 8 years ago, and all I wanted was to travel the world and work from anywhere. Like, that was my dream, to be able to spend every day with my now husband, and for us to do that. And what ended up happening was, within a year, I was able to create that. I worked really hard, grinded, hustled, did whatever I could to create it. And to the point where, like, I remember my partner, he got me a massage, and I was thinking, like, who has time for a massage? Like, I'm definitely not doing that. And, you know, we hit this huge milestone in our business, and we were working, and then we just paused, put on an Avicii song, dance, and then went straight back to work. Because it was just like, well, I'm just going to keep working. That's what you do. That's what, you know, that's how you live, right? That's how you get the goals and everything we need. And so, and then ultimately, when I really started to realize that this was an issue, because that's how I had been my whole life, it was always, right, if I got like a 98, well, why didn't I get an 100? And I went to an Ivy League school above a 4.0. It was always like this chase for the next thing. And that's how I got validation, approval, love. And ultimately, what I didn't realize, right, was how I was really feeling safe and knowing that I could survive through these achievements and these accolades. And what ended up happening was, I ended up getting everything I wanted within a year. You know, my husband, now husband, was able to quit his job. We put all our stuff in storage and we left to go travel the world. And we've actually been traveling the world for the last 8 years while building a successful business, which has been amazing. But what ended up happening was, so now we're leaving. We booked a one-way ticket to Europe and I have everything I want. I have the time freedom, location freedom, financial freedom, you know, lifestyle freedom. But for whatever reason, I didn't feel free at all. And, you know, I felt like this prisoner in my own mind. And it was like, I almost didn't even want to go on the trip. I felt like I couldn't let it in. I thought about just going off to Bali to soul search instead of going on this trip that we had planned. And I ended up going on the trip. And what ended up happening was, you know, we'd be in these beautiful areas like the cobblestone streets of Europe. We'd be, you know, we went to the pyramids of Egypt, all these amazing places. And I would be physically there, but mentally, my mind was a million miles away. And I was thinking about all the things that I needed to get done, when the other shoe was going to drop, what someone would think of me, strategizing my next, like, way to, like, my next milestone, you know, just worrying all the time of, like, worst case scenario and playing it out nonstop. And it was so exhausting. And I didn't really know what I was doing was different than like other people did. I just thought like this is just where I live and this is what's like in my head and what it's about. And so, you know, I started to look at different things and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe it's my business. Like maybe that's what needs to change. And so I started to look at that and I was like, well, I don't think so. Like I have a lot of automation, I have ads, I have a team, I have systems and other people doing my business, they don't seem to be feeling this way all the time. And so eventually, you know, I realized that it was me and that in order for everything to shift, that I had to really change. And this actually, I didn't realize at the time how deep-rooted it was, but this was back in 2018. And, you know, even like I would be th like, even me and my husband would go out to dinner and I would just be talking about work all the time, or I'd be stressing about it, or we'd be like trying to explore. And again, I'd be talking about like I just couldn't stop and I didn't actually know how. And even if I could pretend like I wasn't thinking about it to him, it was still going on in my head. And like it was nonstop. And it didn't just happen with work, it happened with friends, it happened in relationships, like all areas of my life. And so in 2018, yeah, I realized I was talking to a friend and she was like, so I was like, you know, if this is what success is, like I don't want it. It's so much pressure, it's so much stress. And she was like, well, what got you here won't get you there. And I really took that to mean like all of the hustle, the grind, the push, the thoughts, like everything was exactly what I had to change in order to get to my next level and actually be able to let it in, to enjoy it, to feel the freedom. And so I went on this deep spiritual and personal development journey to really be able to create a life that feels as good as it looks. And it took me a really long time. Like I ended up trying, you know, at first, I tried mindset work and I was really trying to do that. Everyone says like, you know, just shift your mindset, everything will be better. And what for me, it didn't work. Maybe my thoughts were shifting a bit, but ultimately I was still having all these thoughts and I still wasn't feeling good. And so I didn't understand. I was like, I thought this stuff works. And all I wanted was this inner peace. And I remember I was like reading this book and the author said, write your goals down. And all I could write was inner peace. I thought I had everything else. That's all I wanted. I thought about going off to live on a farm. Thought maybe that would, you know, calm my mind down and give me the inner peace that I was so craving that I didn't know that I would find. And ended up after a few years of the mindset work and my business going into full on burnout. And then from that place, everything had to change because I could no longer, I mean, I was applying my high achieving survival tendencies like to my business, to the mindset work, to every area of my life. And then it became okay, I can't anymore. Like I physically cannot do it. And so I ended up really shifting gears and finding a lot of like deeper modalities that really worked at the root with my nervous system and really going deep into that. And you know, even through that, just starting, that's when I started to even understand, oh, your system is in survival mode. That's why it's doing this. It's gripping onto all these thoughts so that because it thinks that that's the way for you to survive. That's what's going to keep you safe. And it took me actually I did a bunch of different modalities, a bunch of you name it. I probably tried it because I was so like desperate to not feel this way and to get out of this. And, you know, for me, it took years. Like this was back in 2018 and I was trying all sorts of things. And then 2020, I got burnt out and then really started implementing all these other modalities. And it's like some things would work, some things wouldn't. They would work for a period of time, but they wouldn't. But I still was stuck in this mode. Like it was so ingrained in me because it had been right my whole life and for so long. So it took a long time for me to be able to get out of it. And what really started shifting it for me was when I started to recognize and I created my own framework around this, which I know I'll talk about, but to really create, like really start working with like where I was at, my nervous system, with not just like saying I had to do one modality. It was like, okay, well, what's actually going to meet me with the activation that I have currently, with the state that my nervous system is in, with how much the thoughts are taking over, with how much time I have. And from there, combining like a blend of modalities to really actually start to see shifts and actually start to notice and feel like, whoa. Okay, finally, my thoughts actually are able to calm down. I'm actually not reacting in the same way. I actually can go into a situation with friends or with people and not worry so much if they like me or if it's okay or this. Like, I actually started to find this whole new layer of myself, who I actually was underneath this version of me that was really just seeking for survival. And so, Along the way, I became so passionate about all of this work for myself because it's really changed everything. I mean, from being able to go in that survival mode to actually being able to feel free in my own life and like let in the joy and what life has to offer and feel the success. Like it's been a game changer. And so now I work with, other high achievers who are stuck in their heads chasing the next thing, really be able to turn off their minds and actually let in their success and soak up the moments that matter and really get out of that survival mode that is controlling so many of us, and we just think it's who we are, and we don't even realize. So.
Ooh, girl, you hit so many things here. But I'm going to start with the high achieving element. My work with, people in survival mode, I've learned that we often develop these personas as a result of trauma or extended stay within survival mode. Can you pinpoint where your high achieving is rooted in? What your high achieving is rooted in?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, like it was just like short. It was like my whole life, it was really how my parents like knew how to give me love in a sense, right? It was like school was so prized, doing so well in school, and to the point where my parents would literally be like, I remember just an example as I was starting to, before I started doing this healing work, I did like a yoga teacher training when I was starting my business. And my mom, I was doing this yoga teacher training, and my mom said to me, she's like, "Are you the best?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "But at the yoga teacher training, like, are you the best?" And I'm like, "Do you understand like how messed up it is that you're asking me this at my yoga teacher training? Like, do you know this programming, what this has done to me like my whole life?" And it's like, so just like my whole life, right? It was like, you need to be the best. You got to get the 100. You have to do this. And so for me, I was so subconscious in that sense. It's like, yeah, that's just what I do. And the achievement was so praised. I don't even think I didn't even realize because being a high achiever, that was always a good thing, right? Being smart was good thing. Yeah, and I think for me, like what it ultimately became rooted in, I mean, so many patterns throughout my life, but then yeah, that was how I valued myself, how I saw my worth, and how I could say like, oh, I did well here, I did that by that feedback that I was getting.
I can relate to that. Like a lot of it has to do with our conditioning, but it's also our response to those type of comments. I recognized very early on in my business, because the shift between an entrepreneur mindset versus an employee mindset is massive. But I recognized very high on that the root of my high achievement was essentially proving people wrong. And I had to do it beyond like it almost had to be like miracle status to in proof, right? Like people always underestimated me, so I would blow the door off their estimations, but then it became a narrative for myself. And then I'm not feeling like I'm doing enough, even without that perceived criticism. And it probably started coming from me because then I re recognized that is what drove me. And without that recognition, like you just continue these patterns, you hold on to these stories that you create. And then it becomes a bit of contention because then you end up burning out because there is no balance. You can't check the narratives, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's such a great point. That was like a big piece of what happened to me. It was always like, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough? And I'd be doing more than I needed to do, more than I've done, like, anyone else is doing or whatever it is. But it was this constant doing so much, but not feeling like it was enough, or not if I didn't get the validation, not feeling like it was enough, or needing. There was just not being able to give myself credit because it didn't feel like it was enough. And then, like you said, I recognize this and I would see it, but you're doing it your whole life, and then that's how you're like getting your sense of self and your sense of self-worth. It was so hard to actually pull out of that and to be like, no, like it is okay, like I am doing enough. It doesn't, more doesn't mean more. This is like, or by enough to who? And really getting out of that was, yeah, very difficult.
It is that very difficult, especially with that reprogramming. So, like my audience is very familiar with my framework is three steps: awareness, reprogramming, and then reinvention. So, I would love to introduce a new framework. So, please tell us a little bit more about how you help high achievers get out of survival mode.
Yeah, so there's a few multiple frameworks that I work with. So I want to share them both because actually one of mine literally is called reinvention. And so I love that you mentioned that as yours. But so one of my frameworks I'll share first that I really utilize as like the baseline for the framework is called reset. And so that's really about resetting the nervous system here. And in that, what we do is we work to, so for me, because my experience was really being in my head and right based on survival mode, is first we work with that. We work to get you out of your thoughts and then we shift to the achieving tendencies like from there to really, well, we first get you out of this basis of survival mode. And then from there, we really shift those achieving tendencies. So with that, I have rewire or sorry, recognize how you're wired. So you recognize and start to actually understand, like, well, why are you having these thoughts? Is this actually you? Like, I think that's the biggest thing. And I love that this talk is really highlighting that it's survival mode because we oftentimes think that it's who we are and we don't realize, like, oh no, this is just because we're in survival mode or our nervous system is really dysregulated. Like, this actually isn't who we are. So, really, actually starting to understand that. And then from there, we can have compassion to work with these parts of us and work with our minds. And then we go into exploring anxiety and your constant thoughts and really understanding, like, what actually is anxiety? Because it's really different. And I offer different perspectives than how our society perceives anxiety and just kind of gives everyone. Oh, you're anxious, and ways to actually work with it and speak to your mind. And then I go into rewire and shift or sh shift and rewire. I'm like getting my spellings off as I'm here. Shift and rewire. So, really, actually, like doing the deep nervous system work, the subconscious reprogramming, somatics, a lot of different modalities that I've learned over the years to really help you shift out of it in real time, shift your nervous system at a deep level so you can get out of that survival mode and you can also be able to really. Yeah, just show up to life in the way that you're desiring. Oftentimes, I feel like a lot of modalities don't go really deep. And so we go really deep in order to get all of you out of survival. And then from there, really empowering yourself. So, how do you like, yes, we can rewire your system, but what about when triggers come up, when you get in the should spirals, when life happens? And so, really, I have tools that speak to your mind that can really help you shift out of those thought spirals, out of going back into the mode and into that version of you just really quickly as well. And then thriving in presence. It's like, okay, how do we actually want to? We want presence, but what does that actually mean? Like, can we actually hold presence? How do we embody this version of ourselves? And deepening into there. And so start with the reset framework and then really go into the reinvention method. So I love that you also utilize that, which sounds a bit similar to yours. So there's awareness and acceptance, which is like a key piece, right? We first have to accept who we are and then really going into our beliefs and really understanding, okay, well, what are the beliefs that are dictating our lives? And you know, where did they come from? And are they ours? And starting to shift and rewire those. And then from there, deconditioning so much, like you mentioned, is because of our conditioning, is because of how we've been raised our whole lives and conditioned through society or families, all these things. So actually deconditioning that, and we go into deep nervous system work there. And then discovering, okay, so who are we? Like, if we're not this high achiever identity, if we're not in survival mode, who are we actually? And really going into practices to discover that. And then from there, embodying that version of you that you actually are. Like, this has been in my life and my clients, like one of the most powerful steps because we think we're away our entire lives and being like, wait, that way. Like, for me, it was like I always knew, or people would always tell me, you seem so free spirited, like, carefree, like spontaneous, all this stuff. And I'm like, only knew what was going on inside my head. And so to actually be able to access like this version of me that everyone else was able to see on the outside and really feel that way is so powerful. So go through a lot of different embodiment and somatic practices there and then reclaim, right? Reclaim who you actually are as you integrate into the world, as you let go of this high achiever identity and as you actually become like more of you. And then, yeah, a lot of deep work throughout both those processes, but found a lot of success doing it that way.
Yeah, I love all of what you said. The deep work within the nervous system is definitely something that is required. I mean, you can't change everything else without changing what's going on within that nervous system. And one of the things that I've emphasized on this podcast really is that, a lot of people have a lack of awareness about being in survival mode, what it actually looks like. And, with social media We got a lot of buzzwords, right? Like, and I always use the example of narcissists. Like, everyone and their cousin is a narcissist since we started talking about it on TikTok. But survival mode is not just another buzzword, and it's something that lives within your nervous system. And if you don't learn how to regulate that after years of being dysregulated and re unfinishing that pattern or that cycle, it's going to be very difficult for you to shift out of that. Out of that mood, out of survival mode, because our comfort zone will be within that deregulation. It's crazy. Like sometimes we have this awareness, like this state of mind that I'm in is not working for me, but because we don't know how to deregulate or regulate our system, we stay in this state of deregulation, which our body then starts to crave. So that I love how much work that you do with your clients in relation to the nervous system, because I mean that is the core of it. Even if you change your mind, if your nervous system is still stuck in that fight or flight or fawn, you're not going to move forward.
Totally, exactly. And that's the thing I think like people don't even always realize. I love that you highlighted that. It's like if your nervous system is in survival, like no matter what you do elsewise, like it's still going to be in survival. And so you're still going to be operating on those same patterns. And I love that you talked about it. It's like your comfort zone. It's what your body is familiar with. I talk about it too, is like it's your thermostat, like exactly where your body is at and in your nervous system. And until you do the deeper work, it's always gonna go back there. And I know even for myself, it's like I was doing so much work and I was like, well, why isn't this shifting? Like, why am I still caught in all these thoughts? Why do I still feel tense all the time and frantic and all these things? And it's like, or feel like, yeah, if this doesn't work out, then like my life is gonna end or whatever it is, not actually feeling that, but feeling like this needs to work or this needs to. And it's like, oh yeah, once I realize, wow, it's because my nervous system is there. Like that's my baseline, is this survival mode. And so really, yeah, like I love that we're talking about this here and really bringing this up for people, because I feel like this is such a light bulb. Like if someone's listening to this and they're like, oh, I've just been operating this way my whole life, and I just thought, everyone talks about how stress is normal, or how thinking negatively is normal, or like worst case scenario, or all these things. Like I just thought I was a high strung person and stuff. And it's like, well, no, actually, like you really just are operating in a way that your nervous system has been programmed for your whole life, and it's not necessarily easy, but you 1000% can shift it and actually experience like so much more depth in your life.
When we first had our conversation in the inbox, I was telling you, like, I really love the emphasis on, like, this is like real life. Like, this is not like BT trauma. This isn't, and I said, no, these are the conversations that I really want to hear, because a lot of people, and I've even had guests on the show that have had BT trauma and don't even categorize it as BT trauma, but let alone knowing that you haven't been the do through these absolutely traumatic events, like how could I too be in survival mode? And this is why these conversations have to happen. We have grown up in an environment that really pushes high stress. And if you aren't reaching the bar, like if you look at like the average career, right, it's highly competitive. Like anywhere you go, whether you're a chef, whether you're accountant, whether or not you're in commercial insurance, it's highly competitive. So from very young, we are fed this conveyor belt of success. You have to do exceptionally well. You have to go to a great college. You'd say, I was in Ivy League. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the things, these are the things that we are told to aspire to, but what we aren't told is how to regulate ourselves in these stressful environments, which do become our norm. They have become our norm in society, right? And so if we aren't aware that we are even in survival because we've been operating like this for the last 15 years and it's worked really well. Like, I've done really well in my career, so like, am I having a conversation about survival mode? How could I be in survival mode? Like, how could I just be surviving? This is why these conversations are so important.
So important. And I love that's why we both have great awareness. your first step, because you first need to know that you're in that survival mode to shift it. And it's so true. Like our society, it's prioritized. It's just like if you're hustling, if you're climbing the ladder, if you're doing the thing, like this competitiveness, if you're winning by societal standards, then you're meant to feel this way. Like you should feel stressed. You should feel like caught on, like you're lasered in on whatever. And we're never taught, but you could actually like imagine if you could actually enjoy your life, or like what if that was normal, or if you're actually able to relax, like what if that's normal. And you know, we're never taught that as well. And I know for me, it was like I was just like, first off, I thought I was alone. Like I thought I was the only one who felt this way. And there was so much shame around it too. Like I remember just kept feeling like I should feel differently, but I can't. Like why? Like I know I'm living this life that's amazing, that so many people would kill for, but I can't do it. Like I can't. I don't even want to be like in it. Like and in it, I just mean like want to go to the Bali or whatever, but I can't like let it in and stuff. And so it was just so, it's just so interesting. And I remember like I was on this call once and I was explaining to a mentor who was leading the call. I was like, my life isn't hard. Like I'm, you know, every like I was saying, my business is great. I'm traveling. I have my husband, you know, all this. And but I just don't know, like, what should I do? Like, how can I actually enjoy it? How can I, why does it feel so hard? I'm the one making it hard. I know that, but how can I shift it? And she's like, just let it be easy. Like, let it be easy. And I'm sitting there like, what does that even mean? Like I have, yeah, I don't want to be easy. If I knew it, I would, you know. And it, I just kept thinking like something was wrong with me or whatnot. And I think so many people go through that because we're just, yeah, we're told like we're, if you see like mainstream society, that's just what it is and what like what's prized. And it's just so normal. Like I can't tell you the amount of people that I've even talked to who just don't even, they just think like, yeah, it's, this is just it. Or like if I'm feeling anxious, I'll just medicate, or like I'll just you know, or just have anxiety. Like it's not something that I can actually look at, which it really is, and it can shift, and like people need to know.
They definitely need to know, which re-emphasizes the power of sharing our stories, right? Like you sat here and you talked about traveling, you were doing the things, but your mind was elsewhere. And like, who else would understand that? Like, you were there talking. I traveled 2 years, so traveled through Europe with my family for 2 years. I didn't enjoy much of it at all because I was under this pressure part of, okay, I've decided to take my family on the road. I am the only one generating income. And even though I'm generating income, I can't stop. I can't slow down because if I do, the worst case scenario is I'm going to end up stuck in a country and having to like go fund myself back to England. Like, so I get it. And as unique as your story was, I was able to resonate. This is why this podcast is so important. This is why sharing our stories are so important. We don't have to sit and hold this shame and guilt about what we're going through because I guarantee you somebody else understands. Like, we didn't even discuss prior to this the travel element of your story. Like, it wasn't even talked about, but yet I could relate because I went through the exact same thing. And again, this wouldn't have come up had we not shared our stories. So, Ashley, I have enjoyed this conversation. Can you tell us where we can connect with you online and a little bit more about how you work with your clients?
Yeah, I would love to. So the best place to find me is on Instagram. My handle, because of all the travels, is actually Oh the Places Ash Goes. So if you know like the Dr. Seuss book, and then it's just OH, and then but the places Ash goes. So that's me on Instagram. So I'd love to connect there. I'm also happy to provide, I have a free body scan as well, a guided body scan that I'd love to provide your listeners, that for me has been so transformative to just be able to get out of those head, like my head survival thoughts, that my clients have really loved too, to just help you get into your body, to even make that connection, to just really start to ground yourself in what the body has to offer and kind of get out. Yeah, just get out of that monkey mind, and really find some peace inside. So would love to offer that. And then I work with my clients in multiple different ways. I work with them in one-on-one capacity. So if you are looking to, yeah, get out of this survival mode to really calm your mind down and really figure out who you are outside of this high achiever identity. I would love to support you, whether it's through one work or my program recently launched, actually called the Ease Effect. So helping you get out of your head and become present in your life and really helping you turn off your mind so you can, as I said earlier, but soak up the moments that matter. And those are really the two best ways to work with me currently. But if you just want to send me a DM, I would love to chat and yeah, see what works best for you as well.
Okay, so all of that information will be in the show notes, listeners. So, Ashley, one last key takeaway for the listeners to action.
Oh, to action. Okay. I would say such a big piece, especially for those of us in this type of survival mode that we've spoke about today, is just like is just going, 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 right? And feeling like we really can't stop. So I would say something really to implement into your life is just to see if you could pause. Like just see if throughout your day you can just catch yourself and just take a breath, like a deep inhale and a deep exhale, and just constantly do that to start to show your nervous system, to show your mind, like, oh, we don't have to move so fast. And I know for me, I used to be addicted to that mission mode. It felt so good to be like on and going and feel needed and all of that. And so I just like, it's so simple. We all have the time to do it. And so just really just noticing, like, when you're in that, if you just pause for a moment, take a breath, and then from that place, okay, how do I want to move forward and how? And then also, that would be like such a big one that we all can do. I wanted to give something very tangible that anyone can, do at any point. And then also just be kind to yourself. Like, this wasn't your fault. This isn't anything that you did to yourself or anything like that. And if you're resonating with this conversation and like this mode that you're in, just one of the biggest ways that we can start to heal from it is really just turning in towards ourselves. We can be as high achievers so hard on ourselves. I know from personal experience. And so one of the best ways to really start to move through it is to just turn inward to yourself and really like be that loving parent that you maybe didn't get, and so, or like in the way you need it. So really just, putting your hand on your heart, just like starting to bring that more warm like sensations or more warm characteristics, however you want to call it, but to yourself instead of beating yourself up when things are happening as well. It's much easier said than done, but it will make huge shifts in your life as well.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Yes, audience, pause and give yourself some grace as well. Thank you so much, Ashley, for your time. Thank you, listeners, for catching another episode of Survival Mode Disrupted. And I just want to remind you, you were not built to break, but you damn sure were not built to just survive. Disrupt the cycle, reclaim your life, and thrive on your own terms. And I will see you next.